This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is The Show on KMOX. Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, Corus, Kevin Wheeler with you here. Hour two of four today. Obviously looking forward to doing this on a day-to-day basis moving forward. As we mentioned last hour, there are a lot of ways you can keep up with us. At The Show KMOX on Twitter. All of our individual handles are there, so we don't need to run through all of them. You can find us right now if you'd like to stream us live. We're on the KMOX Facebook page, so facebook.com/KMOX1120. So you can kind of laugh along with us at the well, at the visuals as well as the commentary.
No, we are beautiful.
That's for me. I mean, people can laugh. It's okay.
We are beautiful.
I think we already established. Yeah.
Anyway, you're also welcome to join us on the text line 314-436-7900. And in the next several days, we're gonna have a dedicated voicemail line, so you don't have to wait on hold to call. You can just leave your messages. We'll get those on. So we're gonna be as interactive as we possibly can because we're gonna be all over the map. I mean, we're going to have some baseball later in the show. We're going to have some more fun stuff. Here, I think this is an important discussion. It's certainly timely. We've talked a lot about guns and gun violence and whether or not there are any solutions. And Ron, you brought this up actually last week, and I'm really interested to see what happens with your, I don't want to say your viewpoint, but with your observation on this over the next several days and maybe into the next week. Because what ends up happening is we have a big shooting. We have something, you know, wild that makes headlines. We cover it for a couple of days and then just starts to slide back. It slides to the back burner and then it slides back again. And I like the way you put this as a, you know, it's time to have a discussion about the discussion.
There are some stories, there are some events that it doesn't really happen. It was 20 plus years ago, but 9/11 wasn't like that. I mean, that was a thing that occurred, and we didn't stop paying attention to it or be affected by it for many, many months. I would say the war in Ukraine recently, that was a thing that had some momentum for a couple of weeks at least, maybe 3 or 4 weeks. But this had the feeling to me, because we're so used to this, we're so used to school shootings, we're used to mass shootings, we're used to just shootings in general, that when they occur, as horrific as it is, and I know it's been a decade since, you know, it's been this deadly in a school setting, but I got the feeling last week after a couple of days, and I feel affected by it. I don't have children. But it's for whatever reason, this one made me really, really sad. And I got the feeling that everybody else around me, because of this pattern that we tend to follow, was going to forget about it. We've got the Memorial Day weekend coming up. And after a long weekend, you come back to your normal life. You go back to work. You didn't really think about Uvalde for the 3 days you had your you had your holiday weekend. I got the feeling that people were just gonna sort of move on. And today, they're starting to bury. They're burying two of the children, and so they're starting to bury everybody who was killed in that massacre a week ago today. I hope that we don't get so desensitized to it that we stop talking about it and forget that it's happened and just move on to the next thing and wait till something else terrible happens. I feel like this needs to stay in the spotlight for a while so something is finally done about it. And I worry that it's not going to happen the way I want it to happen.
Yeah, I agree with what you just said, that so many times, over and over again, we have an incident like this, we have the discussions, the politicians make their statement, and then we move on. And perhaps it's me hoping that this time is different. It does feel different to see 19 young kids just slaughtered in that school. And I think some of the shock as well comes from the lack of response and the just the tragically wrong inaction by the law enforcement that were on site in some ways almost mirrors the larger picture of you had law enforcement at the school and they did nothing for an hour as kids were being slaughtered. How can we now do nothing as we watch people continue to be slaughtered? We watch these shootings happen in schools, and maybe no one's exactly making that connection, but it feels like this time there has to be some kind of action.
Like, that's just an illustration of us, like on a greater level.
There, on a greater level. Yeah. It's illustrative of the bigger picture.
Yeah, it is.
Of inaction, of poor decision-making at the top, and meanwhile, kids are dying.
Here's what I don't understand. I think you're right. And by the way, Ranj, I hope that this is the one that turns people's opinions. I hope this is something that gets more serious discussion, because the answer is not nothing. There may not be a perfect answer. There may not be one thing you can do that fixes this problem. But some steps have to be taken. We proved after 9/11 how quickly we can change something. We proved it.
Now we're still affected by a lot of those things now.
I mean, every time you fly. It didn't used to be that way.
Right.
I know. I mean, like, before that attack, everybody could go to the gate, didn't need to have a ticket, didn't have to show ID, didn't have to take off your belt and your shoes and take all your electronics out of a bag. You could bring your own drinks through the gate. You could do all of this stuff. We showed how fast you can change. Because that changed instantly.
Yes.
Within an hour, every plane was grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And in the following days, all of these changes were put into place. We did it instantly. So why?
The shoe thing came later, sidebar, because a guy tried to blow up a plane by lighting his shoes on fire.
But why is it so easy for us to enact sweeping changes when we're attacked from the outside? But when it's coming from inside the house, we can't do anything for 30 years. I mean, this has been a problem building for 30 years. And I have a theory, and I want to get what you guys think about this, because we don't see it. We see the outside of the school. We see crying families. We see reporters in front of the scene with police in the backgrounds. We don't see the result. We watched 9/11 happen. We saw those people falling from the towers. We saw those towers fall.
Yes.
And because we saw it, it changes how much action needs to be taken. And by the way, there's also some backup to that going back to Vietnam. What changed public opinion? We started seeing pictures and videos from Vietnam showing people, this is what's happening to your soldiers, to your kids. This is what's happening to children and civilians.
Mm-hmm.
And that changed everything. None of us have ever seen this unless we've been inside those buildings. And I think that's exactly why we don't get the change, because we don't have the horrible image in our head.
No, and I don't
know how you do that.
Right.
I'm not advocating for doing it.
Right.
I don't think that's the difference.
Can't. So there was Emmett Till's mother back when he was murdered, decades ago. She insisted that his casket was open so that people could see what they did to him. And that was very powerful at the time and had long lasting effects. This is something you can't do. I get exactly what you're saying. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Let me be a terrible human for a second.
You're not wrong, though.
And I'm arguing against myself because I don't want to see any of that stuff. I don't want to see it.
No, nobody wants to.
Do we have to? Do we need that
to finally
enact change that will stop it from happening, because it has been going on? I mean, I saw the Scientific American wrote about this. There have been more kids killed in school shootings than active duty police officers in recent years, than soldiers deployed in action. I mean, like, it,
Over the last 2 years, Kevin, it is now the number one cause of death of kids.
Yes, now past car accidents.
And and to your point, like, I don't know how you show this, but we have to remind people, with those assault rifles, these kids were not recognizable.
That's why they had to take DNA.
They could not be identified because of that type of ammunition and those little bodies. And again, I don't know how you do it, but something tells me that if people could see it, the public pressure on politicians who want to keep their power, and they keep their power by catastrophizing the other side so that you make compromise impossible. Compromise becomes morally wrong if you catastrophize the other side, because they want to stay in their seats. They don't want to lose their seat. They want to keep their base motivated. But they're like, it's such a great point. We all saw 9/11.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if this even makes a difference, because then, you know, we play this political game. I think that everybody who serves in Congress should have to see inside that building. They should have to see inside that classroom.
Every person who's gotten on TV and said gun laws aren't going to do anything, every one of those people should have to see all of those images.
It's Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you here on the show on KMOX. This is the show on KMOX. Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you here. Ranji and Amy, you guys were like hamming it up for the camera right there.
Hey.
I saw you guys doing that. You guys looked like, it's a terrible reference to the old Saturday Night Live skit, the Night at the Roxbury guys, where they just stand there and they bob their heads. That's exactly what you guys just looked like.
What's interesting is, you know how when you go to the hockey game, the play is happening right in front of you on the ice, but you end up watching the Jumbotron. I'm in the studio with you, but I'm watching Ranji and Wheeler on my screen. I'm like, oh, look, there's Wheeler.
That's very
odd. Ranji. I know, it's odd. Okay, I thought this was a millennial thing. Our awesome producer, Dave, he thought it was a Gen X thing. He saw this. Canceling plans.
It's whatever generation I'm not a part of. It's always
that's
that.
Right. It's the other generations have messed everything up.
I'm a millennial, and I think we're the worst.
You're not.
I think
you're
we're not. Pretty awful.
Nah, boomers, millennials, you're all the worst. We're Gen Xers. You and me, Kevin.
We hate everybody.
Yeah, we hate everybody.
I don't know if Gen Xers do this, but millennials definitely do this. They cancel plans last minute, which could be if you have a party, they'll text you half an hour before the party that they're not going to make it. Or they just don't RSVP at all. Like, there's no RSVP, so you don't know who's coming to the party. You have to reach out individually, and then they kind of ambivalent on their answer. Or they double book you, so they have two parties on Saturday night, and the less important party, you go to that one 7 to 8, and then you go to the better party.
Yeah.
To the point where throwing a party or having an event is kind of a risky enterprise.
By the way, always finish with the stronger party.
I know, well, obviously.
Because you can't go back to the other party later. Like, you went to the first one, you did your time, you leave, you go to the next party.
Is this a single person thing?
None of this is just, no.
I have no idea what you mean, all these parties all at once. Are you guys like just party time?
No, this is a fun person thing. This is what fun people do, Kevin.
You guys actually go to, when's the last time you went to two parties in a day? In a single evening?
Well, technically, it was Sunday, but I couldn't go to the second party. Because I had three parties.
Because you canceled late.
I had the bridal shower. I had a bridal shower.
Speaking and then millennial.
I know. And then I had a party, and then I had another party. So, but I picked two of the three.
Okay.
Amy's got thoughts on bridal showers,
Ranji,
by the way.
Last time you went to two parties in a single day, single evening.
I mean, it happens all the time, Kevin. All the time. I can't.
I'll invite you to my party, like, Wheels.
I don't believe you. I had time for parties. What are you talking about?
You did or did not?
I never do.
Oh.
Maybe now I will.
I have time for parties, but let me tell you my thing.
What's the deal with parties?
What's the deal with parties? Why are people eating all the chips? Here's my thing with parties or doing things or plans. I love, like, I mean, I've got this, I don't know why I like it so much, but I love telling people no. I love it. I love when people say, hey, do you want to go do? No. I don't know why. I love to not do stuff sometimes.
Do you feel like you're exercising a power or something?
I don't know what it is.
That's his, that's his flex.
You know what? There are certain people in my life that I love telling no more than others. Well, like, there's one person I'm thinking of right now. I love her to death. She's great.
Can you name her?
No.
Francesca.
It's Francesca. How'd you know? Francesca, when she asks me to do something, I don't know why, but I just, it makes me so happy deep down inside to say, yeah, I don't want to do that.
Wait, is it me?
No, it's not
okay,
you.
Sorry, I didn't know.
That's your code name with us.
You?
I didn't tell you that before. No. And you figured it out.
But it's just, there's something very relieving about, like, and I like to go do stuff. I like to be with people. I like to socialize. But every now and then, there's something very relieving and comforting about saying, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to stay right here on this couch and watch Stranger Things episode 7.
But I think that's the sign of a true friendship. There are friends where when they ask you, hey, can you, you know, you want to come over for dinner or do you want to do this event? If you have to kind of think about it and go, okay, do I give an excuse? I don't want to lie. Do I kind of, you know, have some blurry language so that they don't know why I'm
very
saying
vague.
No. Very vague. But then a true friend is that friend that you can say, I actually already have my pajamas on and I don't want to go out. And they're like, that's cool. I have a few friends that are like that. I just tell them, like, listen, I'm going to sit here and watch the Golden Girls.
I like to say,
the Golden Girls.
Honest to God, my response is, that sounds horrible. No. That sounds, you want to go do, nope.
Like
that
none
sounds
of that, none
terrible.
Of that is the same, though, as agreeing to something and at the last minute going, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah. Kevin, here's what I will do sometimes. If it's going to be a huge outing with like a lot of, you know, 10 people or so, I feel like if I don't make it, they're not going to notice.
No, but you. But see, here's the thing. This is what would happen if everybody did. There was this book when my little brother and little sister were little, and it was, this is what would happen if everybody did. And it's like a decision like that, you think it doesn't affect people because it's a big group. But I have a friend who had a party, and it was 14 people who...
There's
all
no way 14.
Yes.
No way 14 people decided not to go all at once.
It was
no chance.
12 because I was one of them and her mom was the other. It was her mom and me and we were there and the other 12 didn't and it was all in the last hour and I have been upset about that. It happened like 4 years ago for her.
So
like I'm mad for her because she made party favors and all this stuff.
What's wrong with your friend?
Nothing.
Like something's wrong that 12 people decided not to go.
Oh. They're the worst.
No, they're not. Every generation stinks.
We
just don't
What's
know
wrong
it.
With Gen Xers?
Well, we never
What's wrong with us?
A, for a long time, we just didn't give a crap about anything.
Yeah, that's kind of better.
That's not a good thing.
Well, isn't
Are
it
you sure?
Gen X?
I mean, it was calm
it's
for me.
It's low stress.
Yeah, it's low stress, but it didn't exactly help anything.
Yeah.
But didn't you guys say that basically you stink less than everyone else?
Yeah,
well,
that's
we think
totally
we do.
True.
We think we do. But then every generation thinks that they're better than the other generations.
I don't.
I can promise you. That the greatest generation, that their parents thought they were soft before World War II happened. I promise you they did. I promise, like, these stinking kids
and their stupid music
and they're dancing all the time.
You could
because remember, their parents were the Great Depression parents.
Yeah.
You could go back and find newspaper articles from any point in time, and there's some columnist saying kids today.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, there's a famous
1939, there's somebody, 1942.
There's a famous quote from a Greek philosopher saying kids today have no respect for their elders. They know nothing but entertaining themselves. They have no work ethic. And this is 2,000 years ago, man.
But those people didn't do anything.
There's a video of, it said, remember at one time, Beethoven was pop music. And it's like these guys with wigs on. It goes, dun, 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 dun. And they're like, bro, this slaps. Dun, 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 dun. And I just think that's hilarious. At one time.
That's actually where that term came from, slaps.
Yeah, I think that was.
Back in Germany.
It comes from the French slap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Yeah. And then you...
That's right.
That's what it is.
Everything comes from French.
Yeah. Always. You guys didn't know that?
No, I believe you.
They would party that way. Like, you know. All right, no.
Yeah, and then the French, they
you
would...
You guys just don't like smart things, I guess.
No, I...
Slope, as in Slope Joe's.
That's right. Oh, same my thing. It came from there, right. Too.
Let's go to break or something.
All right, we're going to do that. Hang tight. Amy's got a story for us when we come back on the show. Tuesday morning on the show on KMOX. You can find the show on Twitter, at the show KMOX. We are live right now on Facebook. So if you go to facebook.com/KMOX1120, you can actually see what we're doing, which is really just talking into microphones. But it's entertaining because I will occasionally, I'm one of those people, I've always done this. I will mug for any camera that's around. Used to get me in trouble a lot as a kid. I'd always be like the kid. Every photo you look at, I'd be the kid with like making the derp face and, you know. Turn on your mic,
Ronji. I turn the microphone in. I can't do this. It's my first day. I like to ruin other people's photos.
Which you do by virtue of being in them.
Wow. That's actually really funny. Wow. That's really funny, Amy. Well done. That's your zinger for the day.
Now, he does the bunny ears. That's how he does it.
No, it's cliche. It's over. We're
so
not
wait,
doing
what
it.
Do
what do you do?
Just stand in the background.
Jeans, buy me a coat.
Just stand in the background like with my dumb face and go,
So I was spot on. It wasn't an insult. It was a fact. I can't help it. If
there's
facts
nothing,
are insults.
There's nothing better than when there's a group of strangers out and they let's take a picture and they take a picture and you get in behind it.
Yeah.
And you put your dumb head up in the background and then they all have to look at the picture to see if it turned out well. And they go, you can watch them looking at the photo and say, who is that? Get out of here.
The best photobomb ever happened in 2019. It was game two, I think, of Boston Bruins and Toronto Maple Leafs. So it was the first round of the playoffs. I was in Boston for another reason. And so two of my friends and I, we went to the hockey game and we're at TD Garden and we take a picture and this random guy from Winnipeg stuck his head like right by all of our heads. But what made it so random was that it was a guy from Winnipeg. Like, it wasn't even just a Bostonian. So he had a Jets jersey on and we said, oh, the Blues are playing Winnipeg right now. And we said, what are you doing at this game? Are you rooting for somebody? And he said, oh my gosh, no. He goes, I bought this ticket to hate Toronto. Like, he went to the game just to
boo
Toronto.
That's commitment,
man. It seems very anti-Canadian. Like, they're so nice.
Not when it comes to
hockey.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Not when
different.
It comes to the rivalries.
Okay.
So Amy, you have a story about yourself.
Yeah, I'm a horrible person.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. I had a bridal shower this weekend, and this is how it started.
And you were a guest.
I was a guest. Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't have a bridal shower. Sorry, that's a great point. I'm not getting
married. I just wanted you to be clear.
Yes, I was going to a friend's shower. Here's the thing. As I was getting ready on Saturday for this shower at 2 o'clock... I'm like 20 minutes from knocking on their front door, I get an email that says, you have a bridal shower tomorrow. So that was not a great start. I almost showed up at the shower a day early.
This story would have been better had you done
that. I
know. I thought it was 2 o'clock on Saturday. It was 2 o'clock on Sunday. So instead, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad Evite sends you a reminder of when your party is.
That's still a thing?
It is. So I go.
So you, Mr. I go to a lot of parties doesn't even know.
No, we don't do Evites. We do texts like, hey, we're doing a thing.
Sure. Well, but this was, since it's a bridal shower, it's sent to people that the host maybe doesn't know.
All right.
Right? Because it's groups of friends.
Right.
There's like 25 people, I don't know, at the shower. I show up and I thought I looked nice. I had, I got ready. I had black jeans on.
I thought I looked nice.
I did. I got ready. I had cute shoes. I had black jeans and a black like tank top because that's, I wear that. That's what I looked like. And I fixed my hair and I show up and every single person there is in a very like floral dress, a lace dress, heels. They all looked so nice and feminine, and I thought I looked that way until I showed up. Apparently, that's not how you dress to showers. And even my mom, because I went to my, this was the second party, but it was actually my dad's birthday party. I went to my dad's birthday party straight from the shower, and my mom was like, please tell me that's not what you wore to the bridal shower. And I said, yeah. I'm like, this is not how anyone else was dressed. So apparently it's like over the top. And it was like Martha Stewart had made all of the drinks and the food. And I felt so inadequate in every way.
Now, is that the norm? Like, is that it, like, so you, because I obviously have not been to a lot of bridal showers.
Right.
I mean, you know, just when I crashed them for no reason.
Yeah.
The last one I was at, the only one I probably was ever at that didn't involve me getting married, which was a long time ago, was my little sister's one. For some reason, the out-of-town family members, those that we were invited to go, I guess so we could eat. But there were like three dudes there, and I couldn't have felt more like total. I mean, I'm underdressed everywhere, every day, all the time. Like, I'm underdressed now. You know, I wear these stupid, like, you know, batting practice jackets like every single day.
You never know
like,
what a coach would
wear. I've got like five of them and I wear them every single day.
You know, I kind of wish it was still the 80s and coaches shorts were a thing. You know what I'm talking about? Like the softball shorts?
The gym teacher shorts?
Yeah, like I'm thinking more
basically,
like the
they're like athletic pants, but they're shorts.
Yeah, they're baseball pants, but they're shorts.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, same material. That used to be a thing in the 80s. A lot of guys who played softball wore them.
They wore shorts?
The coaches.
Yeah,
did.
Yeah, super weird. I don't know.
I remember this at all. I thought baseball players always wore pants.
Yeah, they were the coaches.
Yeah, yes.
But it was a football coach thing more than anything else.
So odd. Yeah, anyway.
You'll see it. If you go watch any 80s movie and they're like, there's a football practice in the background and the star quarterback's talking to the cheerleaders, the coach will come up and he'll have those shorts. Guaranteed.
Talking to the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Well, this bridal shower, to their credit, they had the best games. They had like wine tasting. They had legit games. But a lot of bridal showers, I think they try to torture women by having like toilet paper games. Literally.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Any woman who's been to a bridal shower, they're awful.
A toilet paper game?
Yeah. So you have rolls of toilet paper and you have to make wedding dresses.
Like, I was thinking the toilet paper game in like 2020 early would have been cool. Like you have to fight over the one roll of toilet paper
like
and you get to
like
take
the
it
Hunger
home.
Games is what you're
saying. Like exactly. Like that would be cool.
We're going to put the 12 pack in the middle of the park. Whoever survives gets it.
No, these games would be like, You break up into teams of like maybe three girls and you have to use a toilet paper to fashion a dress around a girl and a veil and try to make it.
What?
Yeah. I mean,
what are you talking about?
That's exactly right, Ranj.
This is not a real thing.
This is
There's no real thing.
Yeah. This is a real thing.
And Kevin, have you heard of this?
What?
What she's talking about.
Yeah.
Were you listening?
No,
to
I was. I was. Oh, I, okay. did, I've never heard of any such thing.
Okay, well, this is
we
the
used
type
to play
of
a
torture.
Toilet paper game in college where you get it wet and you roll it into a ball and then you can throw it at people because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And it splats and it sticks
That's
to
right.
walls. Yeah. Like we used to do that. I lived on the 10th floor of a dorm building and we would like bomb from the balconies and stuff like that.
No, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Well, that's the game we played. It was fun.
That sounds like a lot more fun.
Target
but
practice.
Again, this shower did not have the toilet paper game. It was so well done.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
You better have a better name for it. Like, come to the bridal shower. We're going to play the toilet paper game.
They have to make wedding dresses. But they didn't have this. They had, like, wine tasting. They also, when I say everything was perfect, like Martha Stewart, there were roses made out of salami on the charcuterie board. They fashioned salami into roses.
I just watched a video.
It was unbelievable.
Those are the
how
best
to do
roses
that.
Ever.
Salami roses.
Best roses ever.
Yeah.
Make roses out of meat. That is the best.
You know, you were making fun of my YouTube.
That sounds like a dude thing.
Meat rose.
Yeah. Kevin crapped all over my YouTube viewing habits. I just watched.
No, just that particular thing.
I just watched a video where a lady showed you how to make a salami rose.
Can
and
you,
I thought it was.
Can you do that?
I need to see it again. I'll watch the video again, and I'll bring in salami roses.
Is that what
maybe
they made?
Sometime this week?
Because I was,
I think
what,
she
I
used
was
to live,
what I was giving you a hard time about was you watching things about food that people make that used to be made hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, how do you not find that to be interesting?
Because there's a reason we don't make it like that anymore.
Well, yeah, but don't you want to know exactly how? Because I think you just you sort of assume that the food you have now pretty similar to what it was like 150, 200 years ago.
I think they probably had a version of Taco Bell back then. Yeah.
Did you ever hear that? And correct me if I'm wrong, but the aqueducts in Rome. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was longer ago.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, hold on.
Did you just say aqueducts?
Aqueduct.
No, you said aqueduct because I pictured there's like aqueducts and there's land ducts. Which one?
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to talk to you two.
Remember when I said the porthole?
What? The port.
All right, Hold on, where are the rails? I got to bring us back up on the track.
I have to finish the aqueduct story.
Yeah, you finish, and then I'll finish the porthole story.
Do we have time now? Yeah, I'll tell you what. So apparently they used to be made out of lead. And if you get lead poisoning over a period of time, you have a very difficult time tasting salt.
Okay.
So, like, archaeologists have dug up recipes of food from a long time ago and then tried to make it, and it was so heavy with salt it was inedible.
Oh.
But the people at the time couldn't taste the salt because they had lead poisoning, because the water that they were drinking was coming down the aqueducts that were made of lead.
I thought it was made of stone.
I don't know.
Every aqueduct I've ever seen. Like, I went to Italy and every aqueduct was stone.
Maybe there were pipes.
I went to Italy. What a flex. I remember when he flexed on us because Ronge and I live in apartments, and yeah. Kevin's like, I don't want to brag,
but I have a house. Put it into context, though. It was a sales meeting, and I'm like, I need all these things that these two don't need, so yeah. Hook me
now,
up.
Now, I just have to clarify the porthole story. Yuri Collins, the SLU basketball player.
This was the day Amy and I, the first non-Charlie day, we were out at the SLU, the Billikens Golf Classic. It was a great time.
Yeah,
and
a couple of weeks ago, we were talking a little bit
about Yuri Collins, who went into the transfer portal.
Portal.
And obviously came back.
But I said the transfer
porthole. Isn't that on a ship?
Yes, and that's what Kevin said. He's not on a boat.
Like he wasn't on a boat.
Yeah.
What did I say? Aqueduct?
You said ducks.
Aqueducts. Yeah. Enunciate more clearly, Christopher.
Was I wrong? Was I wrong about the lead poisoning?
I don't know.
I've never heard
ancient
of a
Rome.
Lead
you should maybe Google that during the break.
I'm gonna look it up.
Hang on. We're gonna talk a bit about one of the leading indicators for any economy coming up on the show. It's a show on KMOX. Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks, scores Kevin Wheeler. I feel like I didn't enunciate very. I said it's kind of like it is a show. It's the show, not a show. We have lots of them, and this is not all of them, but this is one of them, I guess. But it's called The Show. Good to be with you guys. Hello.
I thought of it last night. Maybe we should have called it That Show. Like, you listening to That Show?
No.
That sounds more like a pejorative.
I don't like the connotation there, Ronch.
Why?
That is all. It's like 99% of the time, that is
like that
used.
Guy.
Yeah, it's derogatory.
You've never heard that before, have you, Ronch?
Sure, all the time.
That guy?
Well, no, they're not saying it to me. They're saying it to somebody else about me. That's different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, after Kevin's explanation, I'm slightly more confused than I was coming into this thing. But at any rate, we are the show.
Yeah, that's good.
I should clear up the aqueducts thing. So apparently the lead in the water in ancient Rome was just from the sediment. It was like in the water.
Okay.
But I had heard it was in the aqueducts.
Yeah.
So it was traveling through the aqueducts.
So my instincts and my world travels turned out to bear accurate information.
We were both right. And I thought you were right that it was like stone.
Yeah.
But apparently there was lead in the water and they couldn't taste salt.
You know, if someone said, will you in your show say the word aqueduct 15 times before noon, I would have said no.
No, that's why we have Ronch.
That's why we have
You're welcome.
That's why we brought you in, buddy.
You are all welcome.
So what's the deal with the strippers?
Ask Ronch that.
What are you asking me for?
You're the one that said you knew about this story.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, I didn't know about the story.
You just heard from someone.
I heard from someone named Dave, our producer. it's our producer, Dave. He's always going on and on about the strippers. Now, if you know or not. Like, Dave, enough with the strippers. It's day one.
No more strippers.
He's been talking about it all day.
Yeah.
So apparently strippers are able to better predict the market,
the economy,
and the economy than anybody else. And the reason they can do it is because the finance bros, or the people who get bonuses from their jobs when
I'm
things
so
are going
glad you
well.
Finish that word.
Oh my God. You guys, don't you think this is the voice of St. Louis, and you're making a mockery of it, the two of you. Do I have to be the adult in the room?
Yes.
I have to be the adult in the room.
I don't think I said anything that was terrible.
No, you're making implications. It was the implication. So they are able to tell because the people who get their work bonuses go and spend it at the strip club. So when strippers...
I thought you were going to say because the finance bros would like give you like insider trading information because...
Oh,
you're in the club and
they just tend to make a whole lot more money when that happens. So
tips get lower, the economy's probably
that's right.
not good.
But when things are going really well, they make more money. So if we want to know how the economy is actually doing, we should follow strippers and ask them.
You are just looking for an excuse.
Well, now this was Dave's idea.
Oh,
I will
say, producer Dave's idea. I didn't come up with this.
When COVID first hit, my mom, one of the first stories that she happened to read was about, I think, strippers and prostitutes and how they were struggling because COVID. It was like shutting everything down. If this tracks with what you're saying, is that you could see that a recession of some sort was coming because the strippers are having a difficult time.
I feel like I saw a movie trailer that's like there was a drive-through.
No, that's not a movie. That's a real thing.
Oh, that was a real thing?
In Oregon, because the strippers were struggling and because they are entrepreneurial.
I think they're making a show or a movie about that story, though.
Okay. Yeah. They had a drive-through so you could drive through the strip club, like get drinks, and then they would be outside. So,
first of all, the drinks in the drive-through part is not good.
Maybe it wasn't drinks.
The show part. All right. I get that. But let's not pass out drinks to people in their cars.
When you said there was a drive-through strip show, my thinking was, they got to dance through that little window? Like, how can you see anything? This is not worth $20 at all. Is that not what anybody else was thinking? It was just me?
Yeah, it did seem like that they would be behind the little window.
You have to open it up.
You guys have seen these, right? Yeah. The drive-through liquor stores.
Yeah, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. There's one in Granite City.
Kind of what I was picturing.
It's been there forever.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. No, I think they brought the poles outside.
Okay. All right.
They did.
Really? At any rate.
Yeah. They probably used those sand-filled bases, I would think.
Oh, you mean like
you
like
got
basketball
the logistics
hoops?
Down.
Yes.
Like how you have the basketball hoop outside
I'm
the temporary
you probably
basketball.
Put up like some surgical curtains because that's probably not something that should be just out there.
You
got, it's a free country.
Yeah, it is a free country.
Well, I know, I understand if it's that way, nobody's going to come pay because they can just stay at a distance and still see.
So I guess
it's not going to help their economy.
When people, what I've gathered from this story is that when people complain about the economy not doing well, let's just call over across the river.
You know what? This sounds like a bunch of economists were like, no, honey, it's research.
It's research. Yeah, we got to go to the clubs and interview people. That's what we're going to do, people. High Noon, coming up next on the show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.